y sigue la salsa con salsa y José Mazo. Y sigue la salsa con salsa y José Mazo.
When most of Massachusetts is asleep Sundays at midnight, José Mazo is getting started. The longtime DJ begins his Con Salsa radio show on WBUR 90.1, right at 12 midnight, and he goes on until 5 in the morning.
Good evening. Welcome to Con Salsa. I'm José Mazo. I'll be with you till 5 o'clock in the morning, featuring the very best in Afro-Latin music at 90.9 WBUR-FM in Boston and on the web at WBUR.org.
The bilingual show isn't filler for Boston University's NPR affiliate. In fact, the show has a number of listeners from around the Boston area, especially family members of incarcerated loved ones around the state. And as soon as Mazo finishes his intro, the phone rings.
Hello, Con Salsa. Buenas. Nati, ¿a quién quieres saludar?
Sí, yo soy Nati. ¿Tú llamas? ¿A quién quieres saludar?
Every show, these listeners call in to request saludos for their incarcerated loved ones. They ask Mazo to read out Valentine's Day greetings, love messages, or simple notes to let the prisoners know that they're missed. Mazo writes down their request, and after his first music set, he reads them out on the air.
Yo soy José Mazo, yo estaré con ustedes hasta las 5 de la mañana con lo mejor nuestra música afro-antillana. Tenemos saludos para Papo Swing de parte de Luisa, sus hijas Enalbi y Mariolis y su suegro Viriato, que se encuentra en recuperación después de una operación allá en la ciudad de Lenin. Espero que recupere lo más pronto posible. También saludos para Pin de parte de su esposa Ivette, que llama desde luego con un saludo con mucho amor y cariño para el día de San Valentín. Y sus amigos Carlos, Sammy, el viejo Mickey, Rafín, Perú, el duende, el mexicano y Ángel. Saludos para Johnny Villegas, de parte de su esposa Janet y Marielis. Dice que a pasar el tiempo y la distancia que siempre está en sus corazones.
If listeners are lucky, the prisoners get their messages while listening to the show via headphones in their lonely cells. In his 32 years of doing the show, Mazo has become one of the most recognizable voices in the Latino and prison communities.
Captive audience, and they are, because they have few other options. You know, it's not like that Saturday night at midnight, they're going to go out and let's party. I went to visit one prison, Middleton, last year. I went in, and you go through this whole process, right, where you have to check in and do all these kinds of things, et cetera, et cetera. By the time it came to the show the following weekend, everybody in Middleton knew I had been there. And I didn't announce. It wasn't like, you know, real quiet, there's one person.
But Mazo uses his show to also spread positive messages to Latinos about trying to break out of the cycle of poverty and helping out your family.
I continue to do it as an educator, but with a activist framework. Because remember, I come from that background. I mean, you know, if I had been born 25 years ago, I'd probably have a different context to do this show. But the fact that I wasn't born 25 years ago, that I was born 56 years ago, and that I came to the United States during, you know, that period of time in which you had Black Power Movement, you had the Young Lords, you had Women's Lib, you had civil rights, you had Vietnam, you had all of these things happening, and a lot of it was young activism, especially of color. You know, I came into that like, bam, you know, this is like, hello.
Con Salsa is one of many Latino dedication shows around the country. In Southern California, for example, a DJ known as Art LeBeau runs an oldie show called the Art LeBeau Sunday Special, where Mexican-Americans call in to send messages to their locked-up loved ones.
Well, we've been busy taking those goodnight dedications, people calling in at 1-800-681-2121 on this Sunday night, and then we put them all together and play them back on the air. That's just about what we're going to do now. These are goodnight dedications.
Hello, this dedication is for my husband, Victor, out in Compton. And I just want to say thank you for being there for my kids, our kids, and the dedication is sour on me. Good night.
In addition to sending out messages, Mazo has also been known to help settle some love disputes.
She had this affair going on for a while with this guy in jail. And she would call every weekend for, you know, deep love stuff. And then I guess one weekend she went to visit. And I guess some other woman was visiting before her. So he wrote me this long letter.